This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
It's the Week in Philly, sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. We are back on the Week in Philly, and this week, City Council got an update on Philadelphia's mobile crisis response system. And for more on this, let's bring in KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb. And Pat, first of all, tell us about this mobile crisis response system. What is it? How does it work?
Mobile crisis response teams are groups of behavioral health professionals who are trained in handling crisis moments in someone who has a behavioral health disorder. And they can be dispatched through the 911 system. Often behavioral health episodes are the root cause of emergencies that get called into 911. Someone can also call 988 and summon a team, and they cover the city. There's four providers, so they cover the entire city 24/7. Anytime you call, if there's something attached to it, another kind of first responder may also be sent. But if a behavioral health episode is at the root cause of the emergency, these teams go out to the scene.
How long has this been in use?
Well, this was inspired by the police shooting of Walter Wallace in West Philadelphia in late 2020. He was in the midst of a crisis. He was actually a patient at the consortium, which was right down the street, and they were never called. Instead, police were summoned to the scene, and he was waving a knife and acting erratically and threatening. And so police shot him. And so many community members felt like there should have been a better way to handle this. There should have been another way besides police to respond. And so that was the birth of this system. Jamie Gauthier was the district councilwoman, and she really worked to get this system up and running.
This was devastating for everyone. It was devastating for the family who will never have their loved one back. It was devastating for the neighbors. It was, I believe, devastating for the policemen. And watching that video after the shooting happened, there was this sort of what did I do moment.
So it got underway in 2021 on a pilot basis and really got going in 2022.
So council gets this update this week. How are things working?
Well, the behavioral health interim commissioner, Marquita Williams, said pretty well. The teams are responding to thousands of calls a year with pretty good results.
Over 50% of dispatches resulted in no need for urgent or emergent services, and that these cases were resolved successfully in the community, allowing individuals to remain in their homes and communities with appropriate supports.
She was also proud of the teams employing GPS technology to get dispatched faster and get where they're going faster. And with the creation of bridge teams so that there's always someone available even during shift changes, all of which she said was improving response times to 50 minutes. That may sound like a long time for an emergency response, but she said that is the national standard. Any other cities that have tried this approach are finding it takes 50 minutes because cities are large and there's traffic everywhere, and that's just how long it takes to get to the scene. Council members urged her to try to get that time down to 30 minutes top. I mean, a fire department that responded to a fire in 50 minutes would see the house burn down. So council members were not thrilled with that response time.
All right. So this was one of many stories you covered this week. Anything else out of City Hall we should know about?
Well, a different committee held a separate hearing on 311, which is a different kind of response mechanism that the city has for non-emergencies. And that's for things like illegal dumping, abandoned cars, potholes. And this was a huge breakthrough when it was launched in 2009. Citizens could call one number, a simple three-digit number, and report these things. And they were the eyes and ears of the city for issues that needed to be addressed that didn't require a 911 call. And what the committee found is it's never quite lived up to the billing. It's certainly improved over the years. It's now 16 years in. It's beginning its 17th year, and progress has been made in how the operators handle the calls and the time it takes to respond to these. But some big issues remain. And the most frustrating, the council committee members agreed, was when nothing happens, there's no response to a complaint, but the caller gets a notice that the case is closed. This committee was really trying to get to the bottom of that. What the 311 executive director told them is that, well, that's the departments. The departments tell us if a case is closed. So, you know, that left council going to the individual departments, the streets department, the LNI department, to find out what's going on there. And that is not an efficient way to get to the bottom of that. They really didn't figure out how to address that.
All right. Thank you very much. That's KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb joining us. We will have much more of The Week in Philly coming up. Stay with us. The Week in Philly from KYW News Radio is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HRV. Contact your local Honda dealer today. See dealer for financing details.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.